Blog Talk Radio.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. No one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none.
This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters all around the world. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, July 25th, hallelujah, 2021. Now, I'm the woman of God of this assembly. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, but as always, I'm joined by a beautiful and anointed staff of people in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Tina Brown, hallelujah, Prophetess Kathleen and Apostle Edwin Holloway, hallelujah, our very own Minister Gladys is in the house, and of course, we have with us the beautiful speaker of the hour, Mother Apostle Zeta Flowers. Hallelujah. So we just all want to welcome you to this morning's worship service. We pray that you will hear something on this morning that will truly bless your soul, that will cause you to live an abundant life in Christ right now in the name of Jesus. But right now, we're going to go to opening prayer with our own, the lovely and the anointed, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we just come before you this morning. We thank you and praise for taking us through the week, for taking us through the months, for taking us through the years, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just ask that you would touch today on this radio broadcast, Father God. We thank you that each one of us listening here and around the world would have the worship experience that you will have for us today. And Father God, that we will hear a word of wisdom today through the speaker of the hour, a word of deliverance, a word of hope. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just ask that you would touch each person that speaks today, that has a word to say in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for anointing every song prayed, every song sung, and every prayer prayed. We thank you for your anointing and power and what you're doing this day on the Spirit Alive broadcast. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we are so careful to give you all of the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We walk by faith. That was Pastor John P. Keehan, LLC. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading, which is always brought to us by none other than our highly esteemed, hallelujah, most beloved mother of our church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. So won't you please give your attention to Mother Mitchell as she comes and reads this beautiful meditational reading from the powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, saints. I love each and every one of you in every country out there. Today's meditational reading is entitled, God Can Turn Your Evil Day into Good Day.
Hallelujah.
We're looking at Esther 9, verse 22. And this verse reads, rest from their enemies, sorrow to joy, mourning to a holiday. Now, today, many Jews still celebrate the Feast of Purim. The name Purim is derived from the lot, which a Gentile, Haman, cast concerning the faith of the Jews when they were in Persia under King Ahasuerus. Haman, the villain in the story in the book of Esther, hated the Jews and sought to exterminate them. He got King Ahasuerus to allow him to issue a decree to annihilate all the Jews in one day, the 13th day of the 12th month of Adar. But God used Queen Esther and her uncle Mordecai, both Jews, to turn the table on Haman and save the Jews. Haman was hanged on the very gallows that he had constructed for Mordecai. Then the king allowed Queen Esther and Mordecai to issue a counter decree to allow all the Jews to defend themselves and destroy their enemies in one day, the 13th day of the 12th month of Adar. So instead of the Jews being exterminated on that fateful day, their enemies were destroyed. God turned an evil day for the Jews into good days. He turned their mourning into rejoicing and gave them victory over their enemies.
Amen.
My friend, God can do the same for you and us today.
My Lord.
He only wants you to remain in your position of rest in Christ. You see, because of Jesus' finished work on the cross, you are seated in heavenly places in Christ, far above every principality and evil assault the devil can throw at you. You can read about that in Ephesians 2 and 6. Just as Mordecai sat within the king's gate and refused to stand up and bow to Haman, let's not bow to the devil by being persuaded to move from our position of rest in Christ.
Okay.
Don't allow him to get you worried, frantic, and doing things to save yourself. Queen Esther was also in a position of rest before Haman was executed. See Esther 7. She was seated on a couch as Haman pleaded with her for his life. While doing so, he accidentally fell over the couch where the queen was. The king, thinking that Haman was assaulting his queen, sent him to the gallows. Beloved, remain at rest in Christ's finished work, and he will turn your evil day into days of rejoicing and feasting. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. Amen. The thought for the day? Remain at rest in Christ's finished work, and he will turn your evil day into days of rejoicing and feasting. Amen.
Oh, somebody needs to hear that in the midst of your situation, in the midst of your storm, it's your faith. Yes, it's your faith that will help see you through. Work your faith, people. Work your faith.
My brothers and sisters, bring your problems to the altar and leave your burdens there.
No.
Though you're troubled,
God is able.
God is able.
Whoa. All you gotta do is just work your faith. Listen, friends,
friends and neighbors,
doesn't matter
how you falter,
grab a hold of God's
stretched
hands.
He's the one
in my soul.
He never sleeps or slumbers.
Anytime you
just
want,
mothers and fathers,
bring
your sons and your daughters.
His goodness and his greatness,
what a revelation.
Many are dependent on you.
Singing, work your faith. Hallelujah. It is now prayer time once again. Here is the Spirit Alive praise and worship experience. And this is a time when we come together in one spirit, on one accord. And we lift up our brothers and sisters all over this world. This is the time that we as a family simply stand in the gap. Hallelujah. So at this time, I'm going to ask my beloved sister, Evangelist Kathy Horton, to come forth at this time and lead us in prayer. Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. Thank God for one more day. One more day to get it right with him. Glory to God. Father, let's put our minds on the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this day. Glory, hallelujah. And thank you for this opportunity to come before you. Thank you for being our source, our provider, whatever the situation is or need is. Thank you for being there for us. First of all, I ask you to forgive us all our sins and all our unrighteousness and all our vain and evil thoughts and anything unlike you. Father, forgive us in the name of Jesus. Help us stay on the right path in Jesus' name. Keep the right mind in the name of Jesus, that our lives may glorify you. Father, I ask you to bless everybody that's listening to this broadcast in the name of Jesus, that whatever the need is, whatever the desire is, Lord, you intervene and fix it. Fix us, fix me in the name of Jesus. I ask you to
fix us,
save our unsaved loved ones right now in the name of Jesus.
Lord. Yes,
that they, that you draw them to righteousness, put their minds on the right things. Don't let them be satisfied in their mess in the name of Jesus. Don't let them be happy in their sins. Turn their hearts and minds around and aim it towards you in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
intervene
Lord.
In all our lives. Lord, there are those who are sick and shut in, those that need a healing physically, mentally, and emotionally. I ask you to heal in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Heal their bodies. Send your healing virtues and touch their minds, bodies, and souls in the name of Jesus. Help their faith, Lord. Give them faith in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
They can receive the blessings that you have for them. For you said you have 10,000 blessings in your right hand. So fix us whereas we can receive our blessings in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, that in the drug trafficking and sex trafficking, change their hearts,
Lord.
Change their minds. Fix
change
that
their hearts,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Destroy it from the root in the name of Jesus. Bring those people out of there and save them. Lord, and let them be a light in their lives. Glorify you in the name of Jesus, that we walk upright, hallelujah, and bring in our harvest in the name of Jesus. In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, our politicians, oh, Jesus.
All touch, Lord.
Jesus, make yourself real to them. Make yourself real to them that they're not in charge, but that you're in charge. Turn their hearts and minds around in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, put us all, put United States back on the right track. In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless our pulpit. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Let's start there. Let's start there. Get them back on the right path. This is not
Lord.
An occupation, but this is a calling. We're not in it
Jesus.
For the money or for the glory, but hallelujah, but to glorify you in the name of Jesus. In the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Father, you know
hallelujah, Jesus.
You're our only source. You're our only source. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the authority and the power to bind the hands of Satan.
Yes.
I bind you in the name of Jesus and all your work that you're doing in this nation, in our states, in our counties, and in our cities, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Continue to bless this broadcast. Continue to bless Bishop Cook. And Lord, bless the speaker
bless
in the
you.
Name of Jesus. Let your spirit flow. Let your spirit flow and let us hear what you're saying to the church this day in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, the things that we hear and learn, that we walk in it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That
Amen.
We walk according to your word and your purpose, hallelujah, that we may bring in our harvest in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we'll give you the honor and we'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. I just lift you up in praise and glorify your name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
The question is, when you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
What do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do?
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
When
do? You hold on and keep the faith. Tell somebody on your road, stay. Come on, tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith.
Pastor Charles Jenkins, hallelujah, with Keep the Faith. It is now time for this morning's message, and I just want to praise God for what we're about to hear and the messenger that God is about to speak through. Apostle Zeta Flowers is a mighty woman of God. who truly loves the Lord and is a servant after his own heart. Hallelujah. And we praise God for her tireless work in the community and in the church. So at this time, I want you to retrieve your Bibles, get something to write with and to write on, and prepare to receive a Rhema word from Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. I have to live up to all of that that you just said. Praise God. But that's all right. I'm living the life as the Lord leads me. Praise the Lord. God bless you, everyone. I'm going to have a brief word of prayer. Father God, I look to you this morning for your help. I need your help in this hour, because I want to speak the words that you would have me to speak. I do not want to say anything that would come from self, but only from you, that an encouraging word may come forth, that it may bless someone on today, that someone will exercise their faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is our help, and he is our hope. Hallelujah. And I thank God that we can call on him at any moment, at any time, and for any reason. Praise God. My message today is going to be on faith. The topic, the title of the message is, Are You Exercising Your Faith? Praise God. And I believe that when we receive a question, oftentimes that question is to challenge us, to cause us to really look at where we are, to awaken us, to activate us. And when we talk about faith, faith is really an action word. Without faith, we can't even please God. So we must exercise our faith. Leading up to this message for today, the Lord began to bring back memory of many of the things that he has already done. And today, as I bring forth this message, I truly believe that when God does that, when he takes us aback and causes us to look at what he has done in the past, I believe that it's really to allow us to know that he still has the ability to perform what he performed yesterday. And whatever God has done for any of us, he's very capable and able to do it again. He also was reminding me of last year when we had a conference, and the conference was on resurging. And I really began to examine that and look at that and look at where I am really today. I went through a resurging last year. For one thing, many things had changed for me and many of us, especially going through the pandemic. We were no longer in a building, but still going on in the Lord. So now today, when I look back, what I'm really seeing and what the Lord is giving me to share on today is that, we resurged last year. Many of us did. We went through a resurging process, only to rise up again, to surge, to accelerate, to move forward, to emerge, and many other things that I won't have time to share, but that's just a part of it. And I want to share some things that the Lord's really spoken to my heart, because I think I need to just mention these. It's like no matter where God takes us or the places that he wants us to go to or the places that he's sending us to, even in those things, we need to be exercising our faith, because we know that the enemy is always there. Whenever there is something revealed to us, the enemy is right there to attempt to tear it down or to cause us to not believe. God is about to take some of us to another level in him. He's going to take many of you in places that you have never dreamed of or never thought that you would arrive to. He's saying, be thankful for what he has already done. And that if you abide in him, you will have all that you have asked for and all that you need for the journey that he's taking you on. His healing power and anointing rest upon you. The Lord is saying, stay away from pride. Pride will get you nowhere, but pride will bring you to a fall. You will see your potential as long as you continue to believe and trust him by faith. He has given us authority over the enemy. And many of us have learned to do warfare when necessary. He also has given us authority and the ability to walk in authority in those times that we need to. He wants us to think about his ability, only God's ability, not our own abilities. Because it is God that we need to look up to enable us to do the things that he has called us to do. All right, I just felt led to share that portion. And now I'm going to go into the Word of God. We're going to go to Hebrews, a very familiar passage for many of us. Hebrews 11 and 1, our faith chapter, praise God, and I'm going to share some out of that, and we're going to move to some other passages as well. Hebrews 11 and 1 lets us know that faith is the substance of things that are hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. As being a true believer, we learn to walk by faith and not by sight. God has given all of us a certain measure of faith. Our faith should grow. Our faith should increase. Praise God. As we continue with God leading us in our lives. Verse 2 says, for by it, speaking of faith, the elders obtained a good report. Praise God. When we are exercising our faith, we will always, hallelujah, have a good report. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because our faith gets us somewhere. Hallelujah. When our faith is motivated, it takes us somewhere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 3 says, through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God,
so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if we just think about how God just spoke the entire world into existence, hallelujah, that's enough, hallelujah, to cause us to have faith in God. Verse 4 says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Hallelujah. Abel knew he could do it by faith. Hallelujah. And it says, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, hallelujah, which were far different than his brother's gift. And it says, and by it being dead, yet speaketh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because of the sacrifice. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not even see death, but was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Hallelujah. So we want to please God. In order to please God, we must have faith. Because as the word said, we cannot even please him if we don't have faith. So that's how important it is that we have faith in God. Praise God. That we can please him. By having faith, we will want to do the things that he would have us to do. By faith, we will believe him that we can do it. Hallelujah. By faith, we will trust him. Hallelujah. Even with our very lives. Verse 7, by faith, Noah, being warned of God, things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. A righteous fear. A reverence fear. He prepared an ark to the saving of his house by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is faith. Praise God. Noah trusted God. God told Noah what to do, and Noah just did it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so when God speaks to us and he gives us something to do, we should just go on about it. Even if we don't think we can, we should make the attempt, and God will do the rest. Praise God. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should, after receiving inheritance, obeyed. Hallelujah. And he went out knowing whither he went. He didn't know where he was going. Praise God. Oftentimes, we don't know where we're going. But we need to just trust God and know, hallelujah, who's leading us. And if it's God leading us, we can follow. Hallelujah. We don't have to doubt anything. Hallelujah. When we're following him. Hallelujah. Or doing what he has told us to do. Praise God. Obedience, hallelujah, is so important that we just simply obey God. Hallelujah. Not knowing anything. We don't have to know, praise God, how we're going to get there, even sometimes where we're going. Hallelujah. But just know that if he told you to go, then he's going to lead the way. Hallelujah. And all we have to do is follow. Praise God. And he's going to give us everything that we need to make the journey. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And verse 9 says, by faith he sojourned the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Praise God. And I just want to stop there and say that the same promises are ours today. The same promises that were promised, hallelujah, to Abraham, hallelujah, to Isaac and Jacob. We have those same promises. Praise God. And we know that God holds out to his promises. Praise God. He doesn't lie. He cannot lie. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whatever God says, hallelujah, we can take it to the bank. Hallelujah. We can trust and believe, hallelujah, that it is going to happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just a few more here in this chapter. Praise God. Through faith also, verse 11, hallelujah. Through faith also, Sarah herself receives the strength to conceive seed and was delivered a child when she was past her age. Hallelujah. We all know about this. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that was because the word of God says she judged him faithful who had promised. He had promised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She didn't really take it to heart right at first. Hallelujah. But praise God. Hallelujah. God held up his promise. Hallelujah. Sarah did conceive in her old age, and Sarah delivered in her old age, just like was promised to her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever God has promised us, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. We just have to keep trusting him by faith and being reminded of who he is, knowing who he is, knowing that he has all the abilities, praise God, to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to verse 17. It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Praise God. God offered up his only begotten son, Jesus. Praise God. And by faith, Abraham did offer up his son. Hallelujah. But we all know the story. God had a ram in the bush. And for many of us, God has had a ram in the bush. Hallelujah. Praise God that we didn't have to go through the fire. Hallelujah. That we didn't have to go through whatever we were faced with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He chose to make a way for us. Just like he did Abraham. He made a way. Praise God. Yep. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. But we have to put our trust in God just like Abraham did. Hallelujah. Yeah. Even though it might be hard, it might be difficult. Hallelujah. Praise God to even think about it. But knowing God,
yeah,
he is, hallelujah, should allow us to let go and trust. Hallelujah, with the faith that we have in him. Hallelujah, knowing that no matter what it is, no matter what you're facing, no matter what he's bringing you to, hallelujah, that you have never had to face before, God is going to bring things out all right. Hallelujah, everything is going to work out. Hallelujah, we can trust God in our healing. Hallelujah, and I thank God because he has delivered me. He has healed me through so many things. Hallelujah. And for that reason, hallelujah, I have been strengthened in my faith. Hallelujah. Probably more in the healing realm than any other area. But God is letting us know that we can trust him in any situation, no matter what it is. Hallelujah. No matter what we don't have, hallelujah, we can have because of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. So whenever it comes down to healing, hallelujah, I'm quick about going into prayer for anybody, hallelujah, that needs a healing because God, he brought me through. Hallelujah. When I was diagnosed, hallelujah, he brought me through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when the enemy was raging and telling me, hallelujah, that I was not going to live, hallelujah, hallelujah, by faith, hallelujah, I was able to say, hallelujah, I will live. I am healed, even when I didn't feel like it. Hallelujah, when it didn't look like it, when things were even beginning to look worse, hallelujah, I have to hold on and know and remember who God is and what he will do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we just must trust him. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 16, the 16th chapter, the 13th verse says, watch ye steadfast in faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Hallelujah. In other words, stand fast in your faith. Hallelujah. Continue to stand strong. Hallelujah. Continue to know, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, is working in your behalf. Verse 14 says, let all your things be done with charity. Hallelujah. So whenever we go about doing what God has called us to do and having the faith to do it, hallelujah, it's letting us know that let all of the things that you're doing, all of these things be done with charity. Love, hallelujah, is so important. Praise God. Hallelujah. That we exercise, in exercising our faith, we're also exercising our love. Hallelujah. Following through in what God has given us to do. Hallelujah. I think about the three Hebrew boys, what they were faced with. They were down in the fiery furnace. They were in it. Hallelujah. Sometimes many of us feel like we're in the fiery furnace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. But some of us can testify that we have come through. Hallelujah. That we didn't get burned up in the situation because God brought us out. Just like he brought out the three Hebrew boys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is because he was down there in the midst of them. He was with them. He promised us never to leave us nor forsake us. So he is always with us when we're going through the fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we're going through and it feels like we're drowning, when the water is, hallelujah, above our heads, he is there with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is the one that brings us out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We can come up. Hallelujah. We can come out of it. We can come through. Hallelujah. We can do what the enemy told us we couldn't do. Hallelujah. Because of God. And because we're having faith in him. Hallelujah. Exercising our faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Believing, knowing, even when you can't see it, knowing that it will be because of the promise, knowing the one that keeps his promises. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We must walk by faith and not by sight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your faith will take you somewhere. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that in Ephesians 6, hallelujah, it reminds us that we need to put our whole armor on. Hallelujah, because Satan is always there trying to steal your faith. Hallelujah, trying to cause you to not believe. Praise God. But even in our unbelief, we can ask God, my unbelief, and he will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But in Ephesians 6 and 16, it says, it lets us know, hallelujah, about our faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me just go to that scripture right now. It's so important that we hold on, that we keep the faith. Thank you, Jesus. We must keep the faith. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Not some of the fiery darts, but all of the fiery darts, whatever Satan brings. By having faith, praise God, hallelujah, all of the fiery darts will be quenched. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It'll be like nothing, like Satan hasn't done anything, praise God, because whatever he attempts to do, praise God, hallelujah, we are reminded by the word of God, hallelujah, that nothing, hallelujah, no matter what Satan brings upon us, will prosper, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I just wanted to share a portion of a testimony before I share some other parts of the scripture. In our ministry here, the Lord put it on our hearts to begin a children's outreach ministry, which is really not new. Hallelujah. It's all part of the research. Hallelujah. It's a ministry that we had had before, and the Lord reminded me, hallelujah, that we shall have it again. And as soon as I shared it with someone and we were talking about it, the Lord blessed us with so many things that we need for the children's outreach ministry. From a school just down the street from me, just this week, we were able to get all of the chairs that we needed. I happened to be walking by the school with one of my little daycare children, and I saw these chairs in the schoolyard. And I was looking at the chairs, and I said to him, he's 6 years old, I said, Anais, I sure would like to have these chairs. Praise God. I would like to have these chairs for our children's outreach. And he said, oh? And I said, yes. And I said, I'm going to ask somebody about these chairs. And I got the attention of someone over in the schoolyard. And I asked about the chairs. And I found out that they were getting rid of the chairs. Really nice chairs. Molded chairs with steel bottoms and everything. And when I ask about those chairs, the next thing I know, we ended up with those chairs. All of those chairs are here right now, today. And I praise God for how he moves. Hallelujah. We just have to have the faith. Praise God. He said, ask and you shall receive. And so I decided that morning I was going to ask. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when I asked, We received, hallelujah, even more than that. We received some desks for the children as well as the chairs, hallelujah, and even a couple of chairs that even the grown-ups can sit in. So we are so grateful to the Lord for what he has done. Praise God. So when we step out on faith, hallelujah, God moves. We just have to allow ourselves. Well, we need to exercise our faith. Praise God. That's where it comes in. Exercise your faith. And next thing you know, you'll be doing not only what God told you to do, but you will have what you need as well.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to say this, too, that we know that our God speaks things into existence. Hallelujah. He also allows us to speak things into existence as well. Start saying, I know I will have it. We will have it. This is what we need. God is going to give it to us. And really, truly believe it by faith, and it will happen. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There's power in our words. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Our words, your words are spiritual forces in motion. When you speak them out, hallelujah, they manifest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Victories are won with the words that we speak.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Our words are effective. We must learn to speak what God says. All through the Bible, he speaks to us, and we ourselves have to learn to speak what he speaks. Hallelujah. When we speak the words that God's, hallelujah, they are powerful. Hallelujah. And they are life. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's words are creative power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His words are spirit and his words are life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we're praying for someone, hallelujah, when we speak the words, hallelujah, that God gives us to speak in our prayers, hallelujah, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. And they do manifest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And people are healed and people are set free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And people are delivered. Hallelujah. And people are saved. Hallelujah. By the word that God gives us when we pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember. Hallelujah. Remember. Hallelujah. To pray in faith. When we go down in prayer, hallelujah, we must go in faith, hallelujah, believing even before we ask that God is going to perform it, that he is going to do it, hallelujah, no matter what it is, hallelujah. So I hope that I'm encouraging you today. I just have just a little bit more, and I'm going to close, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember what God has done for you in the past. Remember, God will do it again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just looking at my notes, hallelujah. We can stand before the lions, we can face the giants, and we can confront the bear, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can meet all these things head on, hallelujah, because we know that God is backing us up. We know that he's with us,
yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
The enemy attacks us when we're at our weakest point. Hallelujah.
Yes,
remember
does.
That.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But even at that, we can say that we are strong. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The Bible says, let the weak say I'm strong. Reason we can say that we are strong is because we're not operating in our own strength. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We can't possibly operate in our own strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Remember, the lions might growl, but they don't scare us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. We are more than a conqueror. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God made us to be so. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's see. Okay, this is what I think I need to share. It's scriptures in Matthew 6 and 25. I know this will be for someone. The scripture says in Matthew 6 and 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, for which ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body more than raiment? Next verse. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor do they gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Hallelujah. God takes care of us. He has put us above, hallelujah, all the animals on the earth. Matthew 6:31 says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or wherewith shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You will have all that you need, hallelujah, when we seek him first and his righteousness, not our own, hallelujah. Our own righteousness is nothing at all. It won't get us anywhere. All right.
Amen.
Matthew 6:34 says, take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew 6:34. Okay. And it shall come, this one is Deuteronomy, the 28th verse. Verse 1, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. That's Deuteronomy the 28 and 2. Hallelujah. In other words, praise God, when it says hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, it means that we need to obey God. Just obey God. Just do what he says to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 1:19 says, if ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Praise God. Hallelujah. Zechariah 10:1 says, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone, grass in the field. Hallelujah. He wants to bless us. Praise God. Leviticus 26:3 says, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Leviticus 26:4 says, and your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. Hallelujah. So we have all of his promises. Hallelujah. So let's exercise our faith. Hallelujah. And continue to walk with our God. God bless you all. And I trust that you got something out of this message. In Jesus'
amen.
Name.
Amen. To God be
amen.
The glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now at this time, you have heard the word for sure. Hallelujah. That was a beautiful, timely word about faith. So right now, there is a decision to be made. There, because we're about to ask you a question. Got faith? I'm going to ask Minister Gladys to come forth, and what she's going to do is she's going to give an invitation, not to a church, not to a denomination, because none of that is in the kingdom of God. But she is going to
amen.
Invite you to a relationship with Jesus, the Christ. She is going to invite you, hallelujah, to allow the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to come into your life. And then she's going to pray for you. So, Minister Gladys, won't you come forth at this time?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, saints. I'd just like to pray this prayer of salvation with you. Ask you to repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I have fallen short. I ask that you come into my life and take full control of my heart, Father God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lead and guide me, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So dwell with you forevermore.
That's all right.
If you believe this in your heart, that Jesus Christ died and rose on the third day,
Come on.
Just that simple. You are saved.
Hallelujah.
Invest in yourself. Read your word. Apply it. God will do the rest. He will keep you. His word is everlasting.
Yes.
I'd like to pray with you.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence boldly, seeking your strength.
Yes.
Lord, we ask, Lord, that you come into our hearts.
Yes.
Leading us. Keep us, Lord. Allow us to deter from our old ways, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
We
yes,
have
Lord.
Laid them down. We have given them to you.
Yes, Lord.
And now
yes.
we are new. We
yes.
thank you for coming into our hearts, into our lives, and saving us and giving us
yes,
everlasting.
Lord, thank you.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus, for all things.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah and amen. Glory to
amen.
God. What a beautiful, beautiful prayer. Well done. Hallelujah. I know Jesus sits in heaven and says, well done, my good and faithful servant, on the daily. Hallelujah, because we have some bona fide saints of God up in here. Now, I must be faithful and obedient to the Holy Spirit. Now, this is not planned because it never is, but right now I'm going to ask the man of God to come forth, Apostle Edwin Holloway. And what I want the apostle to do right now is to pray for the faith of the leaders, God's leaders, because many leaders are tired. They've been working long, and they're working hard, and some of them, they're not seeing any progress. So I want the man of God to come forth and pray for the leaders of God and their faithfulness and their faith in Jesus' name. Apostle Holloway, please come forth.
Let us bow our heads and our hearts. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God of heaven, you are our Father. You know how things are. You see, God, you go through off the land, Lord, seeking in the behalf of those whose hearts are upright before you. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to touch these, oh God, individuals. Touch, oh God, your leaders. Touch them, oh God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God. They have been in the trenches, God. They have been out there, God, doing your will and your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, ministering to your people, God. Ministering all around, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, they are weary.
Yes.
God, they have... May it's time for them to go on a sabbatical, God. It's time, oh God, for them, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for them. And we bind every foul spirit, every hindering spirit that will come up against them. We bind every evil work that will come against them to cause
yes,
them to want to quit. To want to quit.
You better
God,
pray.
In the name of Jesus, we bind and cast that out in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And, oh, God, we just ask that you fill the void with the Holy Ghost, your power, your
yes.
anointing. Them, oh, God, your leaders, God. Touch them, oh, God, and give them peace, oh, God. Give them strength, oh, God. We ask you, Lord, to strengthen them.
Yes, that's
strengthen
all right.
them. Strengthen them that they
yes,
can
Lord.
Continue on, God, in the name of Jesus. It's no time to quit, but God, they feel like quitting, oh God, because many are ministering and no one
okay,
comes
Lord.
Back and says, I appreciate
yes,
what you're doing. I appreciate The scripture tells us to go back to the teacher and tell the teacher, well, we love you. We heard what you said, and I
yes,
did what
Lord
you
God.
Said, and it worked. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to minister to the preachers, God. Minister
yes, Lord.
To your
Please,
leaders,
sir.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they be, Lord, they be healed, oh God,
yes.
Many are wounded. So, Father
yes.
God, we asking you to touch them from the crown of the head, God, sole of the feet, God. Lord,
yes, Lord,
heal,
please,
God, deliver, set free. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, your will, your way, God. Lord, we're in a new dispensation, God. So,
yes.
God, we ask you, Lord, to lift him up and carry him into this new place, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God. And help us, oh God, that are around the leaders, God, that
yes.
we do. Like her and lifting up, oh God, Moses'
yes.
arms. God, let us lift up the ministers, oh God. Lift
yes,
up your
Lord.
Leaders, God, in the
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus, Lord.
In the
and
name
Lord,
of Jesus.
We thank you, oh God, and we give you praise. We give
yes,
you
Lord.
Glory and honor. In Jesus' name,
yes,
amen.
Amen. And to God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Apostle, for that beautiful, hallelujah, powerful prayer. Hallelujah. I just praise God for the Holy Ghost right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's wonderful. He's wondrous. Hallelujah. And I just praise God right now for all that my ears have heard. But you know what? Hallelujah. The thing about the Lord is every round goes higher and higher. So right now, I'm just going to ask that the people of God, the servants of God, hallelujah, that I'm going to ask each of them to come back in the room. And I want them to put their nugget on it. I want them to put their praise on it. Hallelujah. I want them to give God some glory in their own special and unique ways. Hallelujah. See, we're not cookie cutters up in here. We are individuals that love the Lord with all of our hearts individually and collectively. So right now, I'm going to ask that Prophetess Holloway, come on in the room with your praise for today.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I just thank God for today. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God that we can stand in faith and believe God. I thank God
yeah.
for his word, because if we obey and serve God, the scripture says we can spend our day in prosperity and our years in pleasure, and that's what just came up in my spirit right now.
Yeah.
I thank God for obedience to God in faith believing God. I thank God for all that he's promised. I thank God for my healing. I thank God for
yeah.
a sound mind. I just thank God today for moving us on from faith to faith, glory to glory.
Yes.
Thank you, Apostle Zeta. Thank you for giving your testimonies about how
yes.
you stepped out, went out in faith and received.
Faith.
And that's what our life is all about, faith, is we
yes.
believe God. And as we're going through the trials, we learn in the trial that we can believe God, we can trust God. And I just
yes,
thank God for that word today. That word was an enriching word. Thank you, Father God, for that word. Thank you, Bishop. God bless you.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Mother Apostle. I mean, Mother Prophetess. God bless you, dear. All right. Apostle Holloway, go ahead and put your praise on that. We thank you for that beautiful prayer. But now it's time for you to put your praise on it. Hallelujah. Go right ahead, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hebrews 12:1. Now faith is the substance of things
hoped for,
the evidence of things not seen.
Okay.
Now faith, our faith, we believe and trust God. We know who God is. He's our Father.
Yes, hallelujah.
We believe he has told us something, and we're going to believe that what he said is going going to come to pass. We can't see it, but we're going to believe and trust God that it's going to come to pass.
Amen.
We can't
we
don't know when the time or the hour is, but we know that if he says
it's coming. Yes.
That God is not a man that should lie or the son of man that should repent.
Come on now.
Did he not say?
You gotta tell
will
somebody.
He not perform it? Now God, if God sent the prophet by and told you something,
you better
it's gonna happen. We know, Lord. That they're in some places they're lying prophets, but in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let his word be established. In other words, God will confirm his word. If he said
yes,
it, then we're going to believe and trust him that he's going to do it.
That's right.
Going to be a rocky road.
That's
going to be a rocky road until you get to it, but believe and trust God that it's going to come to pass.
There you go.
You keep praying and you keep seeking God and believing God because God is going to perform. So we thank God for the word. We thank God for faith.
Yes.
We thank God that we can stand in faith and believe God and trust God for whatever he said he's going to do. So we thank him and we give him praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, my dear sister Evangelist Horton, come on back up in the room, please. Put your praise on it, sis.
Praise the Lord, saints. Beautiful message. God bless the message, and God bless the messenger. Without faith, is it impossible to please God? But listen, let me share this with you. If you are a saved person, or if you're a Christian right now, or you just received the Lord today, you have faith. You have to understand what faith is, and that she made it very clear. And it tells you that in Hebrews. You believe in the Lord Savior, Jesus Christ, and you've never seen him. All you heard was the report, and you believed. And you decided to stand on what you heard, and you believe. There's your faith right there. Most other religions, they're not faith-based religion. Christianity is only faith-based religion. We believe the impossible. We believe in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that came down from heaven, lived on earth 33 years, raised the dead, healed the sick, spoke words of wisdom, died, resurrected in 3 days, and declared all power in his hand. Faith. That's faith. We didn't see it. We just believed it. If you believe, and those of you who do believe, there it is. You have faith. Now, where do I put it? How do I handle it? You ever, remember as a child, you used to think you had to visualize something and you wanted it? And then you went and told your parents, I always use a child because it will tell you have childlike faith. You go tell your mom and daddy, I want this, I want that. They tell you, okay, they'll get it. You believed. You ain't seen it, but you believed. That's what our faith in our Heavenly Father, we should have for him even more so. That's the faith when we get sick. Now, when things seem tired and dull or things are not moving or you're progressing like you want, you stand and you wait on the Lord. There's your faith. Because you've already prayed and you believe before you pray, God is going to answer my prayer. I just have to hold on. It's hard sometimes, and Satan look like he become like a roaring lion. But remember who you are. You are a lion tamer because God has given you that authority and power to be that in the name of Jesus. As she was saying, speak those things what you want to happen. He tells you that in Mark 11. Speak it. Speak it. And watch. Watch the Lord work. But don't you try to help it or don't you try to fix it. You just stand on what you believe. You stand on that word and just watch as the Lord bless you. God bless you, saints. Have a blessed week.
Amen. Thank you, sis.
Amen.
Mother Mitchell.
Praise God. I want to say two things, and I'm going to make it short. Minister Zeta, I don't know if you can, Apostle Zeta, I don't know if you consider yourself a powerhouse speaker,
but you gave a powerhouse message today. It was so full of power on so many different levels. I thank you for it. I've got 5 pages of notes here, and I'm going to go back over them, and it's all such good information. But I want to bring something to the young people's attention. You know, when I was about 3 years old, I had one of those pop-up books, and it showed the lion roaming. I didn't understand that because I was being taught by my dad that lions were either in Africa or the zoo. And I'm thinking in my childlike mind, how can this lion be roaming trying to do something to me? And as I got older, we have to learn that there's a lot of symbolism in the Bible. It's really not a lion. It's the impediment of the devil. Whatever you hold the devil in your heart, that's how he will appear in front of you. If he's a slick-looking dude that wants to do you harm, if that's what you think the devil is in your heart and you believe it, that's how he's going to appear to you. It's not a lion, and he can't roam and devour us all. It says whom he can devour. I love it that the gospel put that whom in there. Because he can't devour me because I'm going to see him coming, and I'm going to ask my daddy, take care of him, Father, because he's on his way. And I thank you, God, that you look after me and you take care of me because Pastor Zeta just told me that you will. Amen. And when you was on that cross, the devil don't roam around to scare us. He roams to make us believe that the finished work on the cross did not work for us. And he wants us to turn our backs on that. But the Father's Son did work for us, and he saves us, and he loves us, and he always will. He said he never will leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Minister Gladys, come on back in the room. Let's talk about that faith.
Thank you. The message was beautiful today. It was really beautiful. Faith, the evidence of things not seen.
Yeah.
We have to believe. We have to believe beyond. But what really spoke out to me in the message is that in all our doings, we have to
do it
in love.
Do it to the glory of God. Yes.
We have to do it in
love.
Please
do it to the glory of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I really love the message. I really love this ministry.
We love you.
You know, I say it all the time. I love this ministry.
We love you, baby.
We have to keep it. We have to walk it. We have to know it. We have to do it in love. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, amen. Glory to God. That was beautiful. Well, Apostle Zayden, what can I say? Wonderful message. I'm just so glad that you reminded everybody about faith. You know, we have to remember that our God is greater. He's stronger. He always wins. And we have to walk in faith in order to please him. And we got to work that faith by living a righteous life, by laying down every bit of pride and stepping into humility, in a place of service and humility, and walking before him, truly allowing him to make us his righteousness, trusting and believing everything that he has said. We just, and every day when we wake up, we tell God, hallelujah, this is how I keep the faith. We have history, Father God. If you took care of me yesterday and the month before that and the years before that and the some years before that, I know I'm going to be all right for today.
Yeah.
Because that's what your word has declared and decreed.
Yeah.
And even though I might not see it, I'm standing right here before you this morning to tell you I still believe it. And Father God, I'm going to go one more. Even if you don't do it for me, I still believe that you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
With all that that is within me.
Yeah.
So, Apostle Zeta, I just want to thank you for this beautiful, beautiful word on today.
Yeah.
It spoke to you, spoke to nations, and I know hearts were touched.
Yeah.
I pray that folks were encouraged in their faith. Hallelujah. I pray that they were edified in their faith, and I pray that someone today decided to give Jesus a try and receive the gift of faith. So if there be nothing else, we'll have Mother Mitchell bring us our benediction, and I will dismiss you. Amen.
Finally, brethren, this is Jesus speaking to his disciples. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. You have been listening to the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, and we have had a hallelujah good time on today. And we pray that you have had just as wonderful a time as we have. We pray that you have a beautiful and blessed week, that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And in all of your doing, do it for the glory of God. We pray that you have a beautiful and blessed week. And from our house to your house, it is our fervent prayer that every area of your life be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do all of us here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. Have a blessed afternoon, everyone. Blessings, everybody. Wonderful, wonderful. Love that. God bless you all.
God bless you.
We love you.
God bless you.
Love you. God bless you. And get off.